This is my desk moving down, everyone, in case you wondered. Yes, I have a standing desk, and it's a wonderful thing in my life. Welcome to Wake Up Legendary, my friends. My name's Dave Sharp, in case you didn't know. I'm going to be your pilot today, guiding you through this amazing conversation. And I cannot wait to speak to Amy. Amy, welcome to the show. How are you doing this morning?
Welcome. Thank you for having me. I am absolutely wonderful.
Cool. Where are you?
Honored to be here.
Oh, I'm honored to have you on. Thank you for taking the time and you know, joining us today and being willing to give back to this community. It's really kind of what makes this show cool, in my opinion. It's certainly not me. I would like to think so some days, but the truth of the matter is it's you, and it's your story and all the stories that are on here every morning. So, tell us how you found us and, what you were looking for. What's your story in a nutshell?
Okay. So we'll make our story like really, really short. I spent a decade in the grocery business. COVID hit. I got transferred halfway across the country for my job. I decided to leave the grocery business because of COVID. I didn't want to travel anymore. I literally would fly out on Sundays and I would fly home on Fridays. So it was like no life whatsoever.
Wow.
So I decided to got married, bought a house. I decided to go into the mortgage business. I was in the mortgage business for about 2 years. And then in June, we were on a 15-minute conference call and our whole division was eliminated. So they were like, y'all don't have no jobs. Now, I did an MLM at the time and I still kind of dabble in that. I did an MLM at the time and I was actually looking for something. I joined the MLM because I was looking for something because I was missing that connection. When you travel every day for a decade and you're around people and you go to sitting behind a desk,
yeah,
it's a big shocker. So I was looking for something that I could dabble into that would give me that connection. I didn't feel real comfortable with the community that I had. And so I was looking for a way to scale my business. And I thought, well, let me go spend a couple grand with GoDaddy and have them build me a fancy website, which I finalized the day that we all got terminated. Can't get my money back. So I was actually just kind of looking for a way to scale my business. And then I came across this and I saw a girl on TikTok and I was like, if she can do this, I can do this. I want to use this to scale my business. And then as I got into it and I got involved with the community and the support and all those things that were going on, I was like, I'm going to run this nonstop. I want to talk about this. I want to share this. This is where my path is taking me.
Wow.
So I jumped in, put my head down. I grinded because I had to make up that mortgage, you know, that job from the mortgage company.
Yeah.
I made $6,000 to $8,000 a month at the mortgage company.
Yeah.
And I had to, unemployment was $1,500. That doesn't even count on the house. Like, what the hell? Sorry.
It's unemployment, not alimony, right? It's like, right. They don't care what your lifestyle is.
It doesn't even pay the house payment. What am I right. supposed to do with this? Y'all are a joke. Like,
right.
So I lifestyle was looking for shocker. Something to scale the business I had. And then I decided after starting your guys' education and going through the steps that this was more powerful. It was more powerful. It was something that I believed in. The knowledge that you provide us, the education, I mean, that is top notch. I went to college. I have a paralegal degree, an associate's in paralegal. I have a bachelor's in accounting. I don't even use those.
Yeah.
Because I spent all that money with GoDaddy thinking I needed this great big website. And this, because they told me this is going to, you know, scale your business. You're going to be okay. But then they didn't tell me that I was going to have to pay an extra, you know, $400 or $500 a month for them to push it out into the SEO, for them to do all these cool things with Google, you know, and I didn't have that. I lost my job on right. a 15-minute conference call. What do you do?
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Oh. That, and you know, there's so many little nuggets from your story that I can think about I can remember talking about over the years, and I'll it brings it up fresh for me right now. It's just that first of all, just that website thing. I just want to talk about that for a second. It's like, how many business owners have been sold the dream by some website builder? If we just get this website up, it's beautiful. It's going to have a home page. It's going to have an about page. You're going to have all your products on there. You're going to be on the internet. And what they don't tell you is that you're going to be an island in the middle of an ocean. And if you don't have traffic generating strategies, real marketing strategies, then nobody's ever going to find your website. And because you're not collecting emails, people are going to come to your website and they're probably going to leave, and you're never going to be able to follow up with them, and they're never going to come back, right? And that's why websites essentially are, at least for our business models, almost useless. The core four business models, websites, they're useless. And you barely need a sales funnel anymore because social media is so powerful. But the reason why we still use sales funnels is so we can collect email addresses and then follow up with people and actually build our own database. So you started learning this, and in your kind of your mind was kind of blown, and you were like, wow, this feels like the missing piece for me. It's more than just the website dream. It's about knowing what to do once you're on the internet, and knowing how to enter any market and choose a product and launch your strategy and begin to generate traffic, leads, and sales. And so what happened next? You started going through the challenge. You started going through our education. You decided you were also going to begin utilizing these strategies. And did you apply them to any existing business, or did you just start promoting kind of new affiliate products you had never promoted before?
I kind of tied it a little bit in.
Well, hold on a second here.
I have the do not disturb on. I don't know why that's doing that.
Oh, nice. Okay. Your phone rings. Yeah, that's cool. You're back.
But I had tied it in to the business that I had already had. I tried to tie it in. So I tied in some of it.
I got
to
you.
That business.
Okay.
But,
okay.
I not very much, because I was like, this is more powerful. This yeah. is more, the education is more powerful than yeah. anything.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we
have a lot of students that feel like that. They come through Legendary, and when you have a really powerful experience and you learn a lot, and you naturally, your natural inclination is that you want to share it. And so we have a lot of people that say, hey, I want to start my affiliate marketing journey by kind of promoting products in the online marketing or make money online niche. And so that makes perfect sense. The reason why I asked about, did you apply it to your MLM, is because I know that I take a lot of shots at MLM, but I'm qualified to do that because I've done a lot of MLM. You know what I mean? So it's not like I'm judging something that I've not done. And MLM and network marketing businesses actually helped me to develop all the skills that I have. Like, that's where I essentially started. And there are a lot of people, including myself, who have built up MLMs using the online strategies that we teach here. I mean, ultimately, when you're using the traffic generation strategies that we teach, whether it be on TikTok, Facebook, all these free traffic strategies are just insane. What you're selling after you get the opt-in, what you're promoting on your bridge page after you get the opt-in, can be an assortment of things, whether you're pitching network marketing products, whether you're pitching a network marketing opportunity, or whether you're an affiliate for a course like Legendary or something similar. It's all really about beginning to develop that messaging and that marketing first on TikTok or on Facebook or on Instagram. That's where it all starts. And you've been going live a lot recently, right? And you've got
every day, and you've got some experience. Every day except for typically Wednesdays and Sundays.
Okay.
Because that's the day that my husband is off work. He manages a grocery store, and that's the days that he's off work. So I try to dedicate that time for us to go get our errands done, you know, just do family
stuff. Spend some time. Good for you.
Yeah, be lazy, you know, but every day.
Without a doubt. I'm sure he loves to be lazy with you. So, so that's an example of a strategy that many of our students are using, is developing that skill. And it is a skill to be here live and do this. It is a skill. It's like a muscle that you work out. It's really awkward and uncomfortable, and you're going to be sore. I saw somebody just post in one of our Facebook groups yesterday, just went live, and it was so awkward.
Yeah.
Tell us what it was like for you when you first started. Was it also awkward? And what were some of those things that people may not have known was going on with you if you didn't say them?
You know, really, I don't think I ever really had the awkward like stage.
Okay.
Because I did MLM, you know, way back in the day, back in like 2015, I did vendor events. So I,
Cash said, I'm sore thinking about it.
Right. So I was out and about, you know, so I was used to that. I was around a lot of people, the grocery business, you know, you're around a lot of people, so you don't have to have that. What actually made me the most nervous was going live in front of my husband.
Wow.
That's what made me. And even to this day, I am still like, sometimes like, you're watching me. Like, aww, you're watching me. So yeah, like, and a lot of people fear what other people think. And when you get past that, what other people think fear, then you're going to skyrocket. You know, you're really going to skyrocket, because like that, if you're going live, who cares what other people think? They don't sign your paychecks. They don't have your knowledge. They haven't been through your struggles. They haven't done any of that. So what their opinion, it doesn't matter.
I think you hit on something so interesting about the being nervous to go live in front of a spouse, or in front of, like, as a few people have said in the comments, in front of anybody in the room. Like, it's a real hurdle. It's a learning curve. It's a acquired feeling. Kind of like I'm using the analogy of like an acquired taste, right? It's like they talk, so you say that with alcohol or beer or whatever. And then eventually who really loves the taste of beer. I think beer is just a part of our culture. And of course you get a little relaxation along with it. And so we use it. We use it in our society. We use it as people. And I think going live is the same thing. You don't have to love the taste of it every single time that you do it, but it's something that you do because it works. It's effective. Just like beer is an effective party favor at a party or at a football game or whatever. Going live is an acquired thing that is a skill, and you can get better at it over time. But man, going, I've never heard really anybody acknowledge what you just said a few minutes ago about going live in front of your husband and how that's awkward for you. And I think there's a lot of people who really relate to that.
And my husband is super supportive. Like, he is super, super supportive. But I was just like, you're watching me. Stop it. You know, but because I care what he thinks.
Absolutely.
You know, he manages the grocery store. He's in the public. Oh my God, he's not social media. He doesn't do anything with social media. He's not on social media. He scrolls TikTok. He looks at Pinterest. But you know what I mean? So he is not in the online world. So it's like whatever I do online, and people that know us, it reflects on him.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm just like, well, it is what it is.
the comments are going crazy with identification around this. And, you know, it's like, I think about my journey. I had similar struggles. I mean, similar mental hurdles of, you know, I think we get really upset when our spouse, we don't feel supported. And then sometimes it can turn ugly, because it's like, you don't support me. And really, it's that we really care a lot what they think.
Yeah.
And just your example here of going live or shooting a video in front of them. gosh, I wonder if those of us who feel that way, if we could go live and build that muscle to do that in front of our spouses, imagine what we could do actually if we could just overcome that fear. Because what I've found is that it's actually, now that I think about it, I've always cared more about what my wife and family has thought and less about strangers on the internet that I haven't met. And so when I overcame that fear or awkwardness of going live or shooting videos in front of my wife and in front of family, I think back to my career, I got more and more and just more comfortable. I just think you just hit a real artery with that particular thing you pointed out. And that's why I'm kind of lingering here for a minute.
Well, and like that, people don't think about that. People don't think about how, you know, somebody that you love, because that's the first thing that when you're in any kind of online space, if you're going live, if you're doing any of those things, is the people that are the closest to you, what are they going to think?
Absolutely.
How are they going to react? And some people don't have a supportive spouse.
Yeah.
And that makes it hard. Like, I have a very supportive spouse, but, you know, for some people it makes it hard when that spouse isn't supportive. So then you've got that judgment there. And that's where this community comes in.
Yeah.
Because this community could actually, you know, they're going to be the people that are going to lift you up. They're going to be the people that are going to support you. They're going to be the people that are going to cheer you on. It may not be a husband. It may not be a wife. It may not be an in-law. It may not be a parent. But they're going to be the ones that are going to bring you up. And the community support is actually, you know, a major plus.
Yeah.
Because you're getting so much more. You're getting so much more.
Yeah. And our spouse doesn't have to be everything all the time to us. That was like a huge revelation I had in my marriage, was just that, like, my wife can't be everything all the time to me. Yeah. Like, she can't be my, you know, my lover, my best friend, my number one supporter of everything I do in my life all the time, front row. Like, she's got her own life. Like, she's got her own things that she's dealing with on a daily basis. And quite frankly, when I started this business, it was a scary thing for her because she didn't know what was going to happen and money was tight. Quite frankly, yeah. I didn't know what was going to happen either, but I kind of said what Andre Miller said to his wife, which was, do you got it? Kind of, what's your plan? You kind of like, hey, I'm just trying to throw spaghetti at the wall. And so I moved forward. I moved forward. And I wouldn't say that I particularly felt overwhelming support from my wife at the very beginning. And you know what I did? I went, she probably didn't feel overwhelming support from me for some of the things she's done in our relationship over the 14 years too. So it's not like she's any less supportive than I am. But as we're talking about this, I'm remembering I used to go to places. I can remember this one time I was working on a job with my dad for an investor that we worked for doing remodels and stuff. And mm-hmm. I had a key to the house because we were working throughout the week and nobody was living there. And so I told my dad, hey, I'm going to go over to this condo and shoot some videos alone. Are you cool with that? And he said, yeah, go ahead. And so I left the house and I did that a lot of times. There was more times that I wanted to be alone to film or go live. But I can remember doing that. And what happened was that was a sort of independent step for me, because I feel like we have a choice when we aren't, like, we're not on the same page with our spouse at the beginning. We can either be really codependent and like be like, oh, you know, maybe they don't want me to do this and I'm just, or we can move forward with our goals and with our dreams and the things that we want to do. And what I found was when I moved forward and showed my wife I was serious, with or without her in the front row cheering me on, then you know what? She respected what I was doing more and she became more excited. She became more interested in what I was doing. And of course, eventually when I started bringing in some bucks, that was another thing that got her to pay a little bit more attention. But it wasn't that she wasn't supportive. It was just really that I needed to feel comfortable in my own skin, and it was my awkwardness. and my lack of commitment that I was really projecting onto her. And now we've learned how to really make each other feel loved and supported through what we're doing. But gosh, this is just, as you can see, I've got a lot to share on this topic that you brought up. It's such a really such a powerful thing for us to address, because if I go live every time or I go to shoot a video and I can't, like, and I'm uncomfortable to do it in my own home, I've got to overcome that first. That's really got to be something that I address before I can. And so what are some of the things that you've done to be able to feel more comfortable going live in front of your husband? I mean, obviously going live every single day.
Well, I go live while he's at work.
Okay.
So I do go live while he's at work, and I have my own office downstairs, because when I went into the mortgage business, then I worked from home, and we created our living space that was downstairs into my office. So I have a really nice office. So I go live in my office. And then sometimes I'll go live in the evening and I just tell him, hey, I'm going downstairs, I'm going live. And he's just like, okay, you know, whatever. So
I love that.
When I was doing my old MLM, there was stuff that I would do that was like cooking and stuff like that. And I would do that in the kitchen and, you know, he would watch. I mean, he would be on the couch watching TV and I could know that. I knew he was watching me. I knew he was paying attention, but I just did it because if I can't do it, then how am I going to grow?
Yeah.
If I can't tell myself that my dream and our goals are bigger than something as simple as going live in front of my spouse, then let's hang it up.
Mm.
Because honestly, that's what it is. That's what motivates me. That's what tells me that, you know, that's every day. It is. I tell myself every day, I have a saying that I tell myself every single day when I get up, and, you know, whatever it is that comes at me that day, if my husband was to come home right now and I'm on this live, I'm be like, hey, hon, you want to join? You know, maybe he will, maybe he won't, because he doesn't do social media. But our goals and our dreams are bigger. And if you want to reach your goals and your dreams, you're going to have to hit that live button, and you're going to have to be consistent, and you're going to have thick skin and not care what everybody else thinks. Because the haters are going to come for you. And that only just means that you're doing something awesome.
Yeah. Nobody's going to criticize unless you're making moves and you're doing something that's making them uncomfortable about maybe their inaction. So I believe that going live and shooting videos are going to be a required skill. Now, this is going to become a part of curriculum. It's going to become part of more, you know, and I'm sure it already is in many universities and stuff around the world. But I mean, we're moving into a place now to where not only does everybody want to work at home, work virtually, and even if you do work within the company, you're going to be Zooming with people around. I mean, we're living in a kind of a global economy now, so
yeah,
everything's digital, exactly.
Social
and
media.
So, It's kind of like if you want to prepare for the future, not only if you don't want to make any money or do anything right now, just simply preparing for the future. If you are so uncomfortable to get in front of a camera, one day it's going to be, you know how like smoking cigarettes is like looked down on. It was normal at one time, everybody mm-hmm. smoked, but now in society it's less accepted. And there's just changes happen in a civilization. My point is that going live and being in front of a camera is going to be a common skill one day. Right now, it's a skill that's a difference maker that can make you a lot of money if you can develop the skill. But one day there's more people are going to be comfortable going live because they're going to have been on camera. As a matter of fact, it's already happening right now. Kids are in front of cameras a lot more. Okay. So right now there's a golden opportunity over the course of the next probably 10 years or so. There's a golden opportunity to where 99% of the world will never get in front of a camera. It's this big all of you who are in the comments who are like, I know I can't go live. That's you're like 99.9999999% of the world who's that's fine. The getting in front of the camera is the reason why you're like, I can't do this or I won't do this, right? But right now, for about the next 10 years, I believe, going in front of the camera, being able to market and talk and communicate a message in front of a camera on social media, not production, not news station. Hello, this is David Sharp with not that, just show yeah. up and have some clothes on. Just don't do lewd and lascivious on the internet, right?
Right.
All you gotta do is show up with some clothes on and be talking a little bit of sense and delivering a little bit of value, a little bit of edutainment, as we say, and you are developing literally a $1 million skill. Literally a million. Yeah. Now, one day it may not be a $1 million skill. I don't know. I believe our civilization is moving towards being on camera is just something that if it's kind of like an associate's degree, right? It's like, yeah. Wait, you're not willing to get on camera, like, right? It's expected of you. But for the next 10 years or so, it's a $1 million skill because all of us, your generation, and all the way down to really probably people in their 30s did not grow up with cameras in their faces and stuff like that, but my kids are. So when they get to be adults, it's all going to be over because they're all going to be used to being in front of the camera. And so like you're overcoming this and it's paying off, right? It's like, wow, yeah. This is really a real strategy. So what are some of the things that you do when you go live? How do you edutain your audience?
I've had people tell me actually on my live, I'm a little harsh. Not gonna lie.
With that ruler slapping hands?
I tell people that come on my lives that are negative, that are just, you know, running their mouths, being the people that the people are. I tell them if they don't like it, they can get the F off. You know, I tell them that, you know, they don't have to stick around. But I educate a lot. I talk about the training. I talk about the community. I talk about, you know, what I've learned. I go through like little steps. You know, I'll make jokes. I bring my dogs on sometimes. But, you know, I have a lot of people that tell me I'm really kind of harsh and that I'm kind of rude. And then I just tell them I'm not being rude. I'm just being honest. I'm just being honest. And if you don't like it, then you can leave.
Yeah, I hear you.
Because they don't pay my bills. They don't sign my checks. They haven't been through the struggles that we've been through. Yeah. You know, I lost my dad when I was little. My mom passed away from cancer in 2019. My youngest brother committed suicide shortly after because he couldn't deal with the things, you know, so I don't care what people think anymore. I don't care what people have to say,
right?
Because I talk about, you know, our struggles. I talk about, you know, how this has changed our lives.
Yeah.
You know, I talk about how, you know, I spent all this money with GoDaddy getting a website built and it was completely useless.
Yeah.
I talk about, you know, how does $1,500 a month in unemployment pay the bills? It doesn't. You know, so I produce a lot of facts. I tell a lot of people, you know, just this is how it is. And you can either do this, get started, complete it. That's my biggest thing is if complete it.
Yeah, follow through whatever you're going to do. Lori, I prefer the word candid too, right? Whenever a woman is speaking her mind, she's rude, right? No, you're just being direct, right? You're being direct. You're being candid.
Honest. Right? I'm being honest.
And honest, right. I mean, guys can sit up there and F this and F that, but if a woman starts doing it, it's like, oh, she's a bitch or she's rude or whatever.
Yeah.
No, it's you. That's how you see life. That's your opinion. That's your freedom of speech. That's your right to say what you want to say, how you want to say it. Candid, honest. I love it.
That's
and you know what? You're right.
When you can't be.
when you go through serious things like that, and I'm so sorry to hear that you and your family have gone through so much trauma. That's legitimate trauma. Those are really difficult things to go through. And yeah, it's hard to really give some asshole a whole lot of time, you know, who's just being a jerk on the internet when you know how precious life is and important the people that you love are. And it's some people say you have to get thick skin. How do you deal with the hate more so than just telling them to fuck off, which we heard that, what other perspectives do you see, and how specifically do you address it? Do you block people? How do you manage your audience?
I'll let them go for a little bit, just a little bit. And then, you know, if they just keep going, then, you know, and they stay and they continue to hackle or, you know, give me a hard time, then I just block them. And just, you know.
Yeah. People will waste your time. I mean, it's unbelievable. Yeah. They'll waste their time by wasting.
And they don't realize that all they're doing is boosting the algorithm. So keep commenting.
Yeah, you gotta let them hang. You gotta let them hang for a little while and boost the old algo. Yeah, for sure. For sure. So, what other things have been powerful and would you like to share with the audience that's been helpful in your journey?
Staying consistent is key. Consistency is key. Also, I do know that stay away from the shiny object syndrome. A lot of that goes on when you start in this kind of business. You're going to have a lot of people in your messenger trying to sell you a program, trying to tell you to do things this way, trying to tell you to do things that way.
Yeah.
And one, they weren't even successful with this program. So how are you going to teach me about something else when you weren't even successful with this one? So, you know, pay attention to who's in your inbox. Because if they didn't stick with this for 6 months to a year, and they didn't do the things, if they didn't go live, if they don't want to be on TikTok, if they want to just, you know, teach you all these different things, then, you know, look at what they're doing and don't pay attention to them, because all they're trying to do is get money from you. Invest in the tools and the education that is already provided for you within this community before you go investing in somebody else. Because they just want your money. They're treating you as a dollar sign. I had a lot of that in the very beginning.
Yeah.
I had a lot of it. And I was like, you didn't even last 6 months.
Well,
why would I take advice from a broke person?
I love you. you say some real ass shit. I mean, a lot of things that a lot of people are thinking that are afraid to say.
Well, you know.
Yeah, I like the Facebook group, our Facebook group is a gift and a curse. Yeah. Because people use it as like a place to poach on new naive people. And you gotta watch out for that. You know, you gotta watch out for that. You gotta watch out for people. We've gone back and forth. We've decided to keep our Facebook group, number one, because we can't seem to get you guys off Facebook. And number two, because you know what, you're grownups. We don't need entrepreneurship is not about sheltering people. It's about educating you, just like we're doing right now. Just like, you know, you brought that up. I said, what else do people need to know? You went right to that. Hey, pay attention to who's trying to distract you, who's trying to play to your weaknesses and your vulnerabilities. You know what I mean? Like if somebody's preaching, you know, kind of what the other thing is, watch how snakes move in the grass and not out in the open, right? If people are doing nothing but DMing you and they met you in our Facebook group, for example, it's kind of like, why don't you be public with what you're doing? Why do you have to try to isolate me? So use common sense. You know, a lot of times it's better to ask questions and talk publicly out in the forums rather than get in DMs and allow people to suck you in, especially if you're new and naive. Don't let people suck you in. Don't let people manipulate you. Being an entrepreneur is a lot about setting boundaries. It's about setting boundaries both with your time, but also who you respond to. How much personal information are you willing to give somebody that you just met in a DM, right? How do you think that if they're talking shit about somebody else, they're going to be talking about you once they move on to the next person, right? So really use common sense and choose your friends wisely is what I'm hearing you suggest. And look further than what people are just saying. Hey, why are you asking me why are you trying to isolate me? Why are you, right?
Go in their profiles. Check them out. Go look how many different communities they've been in. Go look at how many different things they've offered. If they've got like 6 months worth of content on their screen and they've been on Facebook since 2009, you know they have hopped from program to program from program. They're not sticking with anything because they teach you that. They teach you to hide all your stuff. Like, don't fall for it.
Yeah, it really is. There's some sneaky people out on the internet, and it's such a great thing to just, you've really hit some nails on the head. It's really important to judge people. Don't let people tell you, oh, don't judge. No, judge people. Make sure that who you're doing business with and who you're choosing to spend time with and even who you're choosing, especially if you're looking for mentorship or coaching or something else. Most of us don't utilize the things that we've already bought before we go and are like, oh, I'm struggling. And that opens you up. You're now weak. You're now vulnerable. You're struggling, which is exactly what somebody who has predatory behavior, who is going to be hitting you up in your DMs is looking for you. You're struggling. You're addicted to struggle. You think that you're defective. And that's why my message is that you already have everything inside of you that you need to succeed. And maybe you just need a positive community around you, some positive and clear direction and instruction. And then some people to say, you're not defective. You're not struggling. You've been made to think that you're struggling and you really just need to get up and get moving and you'll learn as you go. Is that your experience as well, Amy? Learn as you go and don't
learn stuck. As you go. You know, and we have so many tools. I mean, you guys provide us so much stuff. And one of the big things that I really, really struggle with is when people talk about, well, I need a mentor. You don't get a mentor in college. You know, we have the tools, we have the systems in place in this program, in this education. You need help with masterminds, you need help with coaching, go sign up for it. You need to be tech savvy.
Yeah.
Go, it's all there.
Yeah.
Just invest in yourself and not open your wallet to invest in everything else that's just going to confuse you. Yeah. Because one, you didn't finish the 15 days to begin with. Or you did finish them, but you're too lazy to reach out to support chat. You're too lazy to email somebody. You're too lazy to ask in a community that we already have. Yeah. If you're too lazy, we're not going to do it for you. Why would you open your wallet to everybody else?
I'm just waiting for you to fail in the same thing.
They're going to fail in the same thing because they're not putting in the work.
You're speaking way too much truth for this early in the morning. Way.
And this is why my lives are fun.
Yeah. I mean, I see that. I get that. And yes, I can see why people would interpret that as potentially, and probably some asshole guy is probably saying you're rude, but that's besides the point. It could be women too. I don't know. But I could see how people would interpret this as being rude. This is really very true. This is spot on. And the truth is that, you know, if you didn't follow through or if you don't follow through here, the new shiny mentor in your inbox is not going to be your savior. And you, by the way, you don't need a marketing savior. You don't need this holy mentor to come along because guess what? There's not one single person who has the answer to every single thing that you're going to need along the way. I don't have all the answers. That's why I don't, you know, try to position myself on a pedestal as the all-knowing emperor of this land far and wide. I don't. I'm on here learning every day from you. You're saying things that are hitting the nail on the head for me. And I have enough experience to know that not one single, I'm always going to be able to pick something apart about a mentor if I just put somebody on a pedestal. Eventually, they're going to reveal that they're only human, and then I'll be disappointed. So this whole, I love this conversation about the mentor search. And it, because, look, we do coaching here. We, you know, a lot of people consider themselves getting mentored here, but I don't ever offer my mentorship services. I facilitate things. I facilitate conversations. I facilitate events. I facilitate webinars. But I'm not in any way, shape, or form the all-knowing being, and there is no mentor who is. And so I love your perspective about the community and using the community and the power of the community, the power of the collective brain power that's here, because you're right. There's not anything that you're going to go through that somebody in this community has not already gone through.
Well, and somebody else might have a skill or might be really good at something that you're not. That's in our community. Why go pay somebody else when you can get it within the community that you're already in? We all have different strengths. We all have different weaknesses. So if you pay attention to what goes on in the community, then you can see, okay, so this person is really good at this. Let me go connect with this person and see what it is that they're doing.
Yeah.
Let me, you know, get some ideas. Let me get some tips. Don't go opening your wallet to people that can't even finish what they've started.
Yeah. Yeah. Guard your those buying opportunities. You know, you're going to want to invest in yourself, in your education, in your business, and you're going to have to in the coming years. But if you're, the beginning is getting sucked into a bunch of bullshit and getting totally overwhelmed, because as you said, you open your wallet to every guru that you got on their email list, of course you're going to be overwhelmed. You know, when people post questions inside of our Facebook group, or they ask them on various calls and stuff, and it appears that they're having a struggle and it's from something that's going on here. That's how they pose the question. But when we dig a little bit, we always find all the additional distractions and all the other things that are keeping that person from having a simple path forward, because they feel pulled in so many different directions, and they're splitting their time, they're splitting their mental space. Create a success story doing one thing. And even if it's, I mean, the education that you learn here at Legendary can allow you to go into any niche using any of the core four business models. Yep. So you don't have to promote Legendary or anything in the make money online space. We love it if you don't do that. As a matter of fact, we just had Dan on Tuesday, yep, who's got the organizational niche, and what a cool niche. But don't expect that you're going to have magic happen, because if you've got 15 other things going on before you got here and you don't cut those things out, or you start 15 other things after you get here, don't pretend or lie to yourself, because that's really all you're doing, that any one of those things is the problem, including what's happening here. It's the unmanageability of how many different people you're listening to, how torn you feel, and how codependent you're being about feeling like if you bought something from somebody, you now owe them your time. No, the best thing a lot of you can do is just cut ties with most of the shit you have in your life. That's why we give you the wallet cleaning assignment when you enroll into the blueprints, because it's about decluttering life, decluttering email inbox, decluttering social media. I can remember back during the last election, it was getting so toxic. So every time I went on Facebook, I just unfollowed like anybody who I saw was just right. So it was a pruning for me. And now when I go on my social media, I don't get a lot of the bullshit that I used to see. A lot of the political posts, a lot of the kind of toxic this and that back and forth. And so that kind of decluttering and clearing out both your physical space, but also your digital space, so key. God, that's key, Amy.
Yeah, because like that, you know, you've got to start, you know, we have what we need here. Why pay attention to everybody else that, you know, didn't do the steps? They didn't get started. They complained that, you know, they couldn't get the help, but they never sent an email. They never reached out to chat. Yeah. They never reached out to the person that maybe they signed up under. You know, it's not an MLM here, but, you know, maybe that person does have a community for them to be in. Maybe absolutely. They didn't reach out to that person.
And every single morning, you know, there's an abundance of people that we introduce everybody in the community to right here on the show. And so there's no lack of, you know, different people to follow and learn from. You know, it's, you're right. It's that, you know, I came in, life showed up. I got distracted. I got kids. You're not wrong for that, by the way, people. You don't have to justify that. I mean, if you took a little break on your business, or if you got distracted, you don't have to point fingers and try to blame somebody else. The best thing that you can do for your business and for your future wealth is just to take total responsibility for your own actions of getting distracted, or just life showing up. Just, hey, that's just what it was. Life just showed up. I'm ready to get back in. And what I see so many people doing is they get frustrated from their own lack of boundaries, or their own, you know, what they get themselves overwhelmed. And then that turns into anger and they start pointing fingers. And then you're susceptible for other people to come in because you're angry, you feel vulnerable, you feel like you failed. And that's when the process, now you're just looking for the next thing. And before you know it, 10 years, 25 different things that you've done, side hustles, everything from delivering Uber, you know, Eats to MLM. And you're like, nothing's worked for me. Well, the reason is because you never stuck to anything. And I tell people all the time, it's not like the only core four business models that we teach here are the only way you can make money on the internet. If you've got grit and hustle, there's a million ways to make $1 million on the internet. It's just that we teach these core four business models because we like them the most. They're our favorite. Nowadays, there's all kind of ways that any old average Joe can earn a buck on the internet. I mean, come on now, you know? There really is. I mean, no, from OnlyFans to, you know, I mean, I was just joking about that with my barber this morning. It's like, hey, there's a million ways to make $1 million. You know what I mean? So there's no I guarantee you that if you are dead set on building up an OnlyFans account and you're going to do, you got a specialty or some sort of focus you're going to focus on, and you do it like a son of a bitch and you're consistent as shit every single day, you can be successful with that. Yeah. That too. It's not like we're preaching that the only thing you should do is do what we say you should do and be a part of our community and buy our training. It's really not what we're saying. And I hear you saying the same. It's like, you're going to get out whatever you put in, whatever you do. And so if you're going to do it like it's the most important thing in the world, and do it with the seriousness and dedication that you want the results to come out. If you want serious results, dedicate serious focus and consistency. And even if you're uncomfortable going live in front of your husband in the house, ask him to build you a basement office. And take your ass down there and go live, right?
Yeah. You know, do whatever you got to do. Go live in the closet. It don't matter. Just push the button. Just make sure you got good lighting.
So is there any other mechanical tips? You say the lighting. Is that something that you kind of realized was like, hey, this really makes a difference? And do I see a ring light?
Yeah. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, probably 7 or 8. My husband just brought me 2 more home from work.
He's bringing the fluorescents from the grocery store, right?
ring. Well, no, they sell the ring lights as a job. And he was like, hey, I got these ring lights. And I'm like, bring me home too.
Oh, you know? Nice. They sell ring lights. Okay. Wow. Yeah. So you've got ring lights that are set up can you do too much light? And what about artificial versus natural light?
Natural light is the best. Natural light is the best. But you know, with the ring lights, you can kind of change that. You can, tone it down a little bit, make it brighter, you know, work with the lighting that you have. But natural light is best, but I'm in West Virginia and it's cold and rainy and cloudy and it's dark outside and it sucks weather all the time.
I went to school in West Virginia.
She did. She's a mountaineer. She went to school in West Virginia.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm not originally from here. My husband is from here. I'm not from here.
Do you live in Morgantown?
I live in Morgantown.
Country road.
Yeah, that's every time they play that song at a party, she goes crazy. That's her West Virginia Mountaineer song. Yeah. Well, gosh, Amy, this has been fun, and I'd love to have you back on the show.
Anytime. I'll be brutally honest. I don't care.
Well, it's been a joy, and I you should be proud of yourself for your accomplishments. I certainly am inspired by your story and in talking to you, and I know everybody else listening has had a good time this morning too. So we'll keep your TikTok handle up here. Can you read it out loud for us and tell everybody where to find you, just for those listening?
It's Make Money W, basically with W, Tags Treasures.
Make Money with Tags Treasures. And with is just a W. It's not spelled out. Amy, my best to you and your wonderful husband. Okay. Tell him I said hello.
He told everybody at work that his wife was going to be on the internet today, but he was going to joke around and tell him that I was selling adult novelties.
He's got jokes. Maybe he needs an OnlyFans account.
Right.
All right. We'll see you later, Amy.
I'll see you later. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, my friends, go and follow Amy, hang out with her live, support her, learn from her. She's obviously got some strong opinions and I agree with many of them. We will see you back here for another episode tomorrow. Same place, same time. I'm going to be doing Decade in a Day tomorrow. So Joanne is going to be hosting the show tomorrow. And if you're going to be on Decade in a Day, or you would like to go back and reattend Decade in a Day because you're a Blueprints student, you can go right into the Affiliate Marketing Business Blueprint and you can click on the, I think it's the third lesson. It's called Decade in a Day. And down in the resources, you'll find a document with the link on to go and register for that training. And I'll see you all tomorrow at 9:30 on Decade in a Day. And the rest of you will be here on Wake Up Legendary, hopefully hanging out with Joanne and our guest. We'll see you then. Get out of here. Be legendary.